He's back again. Yes, the second weekly podcast from our new Sky Racing form analyst, David Gately, looking at feature racing in Brisbane and Adelaide, but more importantly for our Melbourne podcast followers, the Flemington Quaddy. How are you, Dave?
I'm well, Andrew. It's a challenging card, isn't it? At Flemington, big fields and even sort of racing, but hopefully that can equate to a bit of value for us.
And fine and sunny weather in Melbourne, so Flemington, as we know, it'll come up good four or three come the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you saw Melbourne Cup Day, it takes a near monsoon to make an impact on that track. So expecting a good service, level playing field last time they raced here. Straight race, middle of the track and beyond was the recipe last time.
Okay, and the rails back into the track. I don't think it's been there for a while, has it?
No, that's right. So there's some protected ground inside, but look, it's pretty rare you see that sort of mad inside pattern at this track. So I wouldn't be overly concerned for the punters.
Understand. All right, well, let's look at the quaddy. It'll kick off with race six, the So You Think Hall of Fame, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame on Friday night. What's your thoughts here?
Yeah, well, I think Fidelia is the one they have to beat. So strong through the line, second up. Then she was shuffled out to last at this track last time, and produced a brilliant finale to blow them away. She was second quickest home all day. The last 600 figures were about 6 lengths above average. I doubt 1600 pulls her up. So this is hard to beat. Just creep up in the weight, sure, but she's really promising. So I'm happy with her on top. I think Tysonic goes in. Was luckless last time in that Princess Jenny race. Of course, subsequently won a Group 1 that horse. Shawnee back to the mile goes in. And there's a good ruffie here in Mrs. Snippy. I'm not sure she can beat Fidelia and co, but with luck and if the others don't have luck, she could bob up at a big price. I'm going to throw her in the quaddy as well in the wider version anyway. So I'm 2-6-1-10 first leg.
Righto, Mississippi there for Henry Dwyer, and Brett Pribble takes the ride in race six. The Mahogany Challenge Handicap, race seven, gets over 2,000 metres and a large lineup to take them on here, Dave.
Yeah, not easy. Declares War, it's going to carry the weight, sure, but look, he was very good last time. He didn't have much galloping room. He looked like he really wanted to find the line, and he was 6 weeks between runs. I did know that was his first run as a gelding, too. He was right on the heels of Orsin, who subsequently ran well to Zutori, who we rate. Back out to 2,000 metres, ideal. Look, I'd love it if we had a bit of weight relief, but it is what it is. So happy with him on top. Not a single doubt was right on his heels there. As Flemington, he was only first up himself, and he, too, had returned gelded. Wham, first go 2,000, an unknown, but he goes in. And Ligulate, who's another one unproven at the trip, but it was good last time off a wide run behind Tarwin, who we rate as well. So tough race, 1-3-6-7 for me.
1-3-6-7 for Dave there. The John Maher Hall of Fame trophies over the 1,400 metres. Interesting couple of runners here. Fastnet Tempest's in really good form, and Magic Console, I think it's in, is it in Adelaide as well?
Yeah, the top two here are dual acceptors, mate, Fastnet Tempest and Magic Console. So at time of speaking, I'm not sure which way they're heading. I think one more try is a promising girl. She resumes. She's unbeaten last prep. She beat a Group 1 competitive horse in Mississippi at the tail end of it. And her recent trial win was terrific. She's in light today. They haven't missed her in the market. I thought they may have around that $5 mark. I'm happy with her on top, though. Hustle Eagle, terrific in the Wongoom. Was right behind Elise, second at last prep. If he runs to that, he goes close here. Galaxy Raider goes in the quaddy, as does Shoko. And Spanner Head might be a shade of overs, too. I'm inclined to risk Fastnet Tempest as a winning hope, but if they're here, looking for a bit of value around it. So 9-5-12-8-11 there.
9-5-12-8-11. You mentioned Fastnet Tempest, accepted for in Adelaide as well. Hopefully, by the time we get to the end of this podcast, we'll have an answer which way they're going to go with that horse. The last is the Vaux Rogue Hall of Fame as well, being inducted. 14 lining up at this stage.
Yeah, another deep race. Pacadali, good return, and he was wide second up. He kept closing. He looks ready to win, in my eye, third up. And he's got a form around a Group 1 winning track for falls. Home by Midnight was very good at the Australian debut. He actually ran straight by Pacadali. Last time it split was strong, and he was 8 weeks between runs there. I did note he was well back to late too with tab.com.au Home by Midnight. Mohamed Ayas back out to 2,000 is a must. And Willy on the heels of Abdon last time, who were tipping in Sydney. So I'm trusting that form through the Wagga Cup. 3-2-7-8. I'm working around the favourite in the last Fantastic. but I wouldn't talk your punters out of it if they wanted to throw him in the corner. I just think he's a slight risk of 2,000 at the skinny price. For me, I'm 3,278.
3,278, and thanks to Lindsay Park. No final decision as we record this podcast on Thursday morning, apart from saying they've got a slight leaning towards Adelaide. So just monitor that over the next few hours, 24 hours, you'll know exactly. But at this stage, maybe a leaning towards Adelaide. So that's the quaddie. As you've spelled out at the start there, Dave, play percentages here because you might just have to go a little bit wide in a couple of those legs.
Yeah, look, at Flemington, historically, the last couple of years, you know, it's been the venue for juicy quaddie. So hopefully just edging a little bit wider. You can always take a second quaddie skinny, maybe Fidelia one out for a higher percentage. You know, it's obviously up to your punters, but that's the way I'll be playing it, mate.
All right, so that's Melbourne. Now, you've looked at a couple of these group ones. The Doomben Cup is the group one in Brisbane. We know a few of these. I mean, Fierce Impact just got nailed or just didn't quite get there, I should say, in the Scone Cup, and it's got the run. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, look, I think Youngstar deserves to be favourite, third up at the Trip 2000. She's the one with proven pointy and group one form, you know, running well in the Feature Cups last year in Melbourne. I think Jeb Song's a legitimate up-and-comer, though. He's really acting like wants 2,000 metres to my eye. I was expecting a little bit more of a spoil on the price, but I think he can run well for us. Wait for age, you know, a test. But that race last start where he chased Academus, it did rate through the roof. The figures were terrific. So I'll be surprised if Jeb Song doesn't measure up, and I'm probably going to play him or have him as the top-rated runner. Academus, a logical danger, actually makes him better at the weights for beating him, but he's just unproven at 2,000 metres, so I guess that's the little query with him. Youngstar, the other key hope. But Jem Song on top for me, mate.
Okay, so 16 Jem Song. And Chris Lee's told us on air earlier in the week, it was obviously slightly disappointing last run. But and look, if they get a few showers, which is the forecast, that will probably enhance. So at the moment as we record this, Jem Song is currently $5.50. At this stage in Adelaide, it'll be a perfect track for the Goodwood. Sprite the favourite, drawn wide, but we know her normal racing pattern.
Yeah, it's got that rocket finish on her, and that's Group 1 closing speed. And she finally got her Group 1 last time. I think she should have beaten Sunlight in the Group 1 earlier in the prep anyway, in the William Reid. She didn't like me that night. Interestingly, Booker beat her home in the Oakley Plate. In a fast run race set up by Nature Strip. It was actually the fastest Oakley Plate in history. But Sprite's closing speed was very good. I think with the barrier draw, though, it disadvantages Booker clearly more so to the eye than Sprite. So I'm going to stick with Sprite. You know, I was with her last time, and I'm going to have her on top, but you can see there are strong dangers through Booker, Iconoclasm, and even Cool Passion, who gave a great sight last time in the race that Sprite won. So not a vintage group one, sure, but someone will win it, and hopefully it's Sprite for our listeners and myself.
Yeah. And Iconoclasm's a horse that's just been brought along by Danny O'Brien. Craig Williams happy enough to go across and stay on this horse.
Yeah, he was a strong finish last time. You beat Miss Leonidas, who's got form around Eduardo. Eduardo placed in that Oakley Plate. So it's very easy to make a strong case for him. He will be strong at the end of 1,200. Look, Sprite will be faster home, but she might be, you know, giving him a decent start. So I think he's right in the game, Iconoclasm, and certainly in my quaddie there.
All right. Now, you'll be featured on Sky Racing 1 on Saturday, going through some of these races. I know you've looked at Sydney as well, so you'll be able to keep everyone up to date there on the weekend.
That's the plan, mate. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Andrew.
David Gately, our new form analyst, and his weekly podcast looking towards Saturday racing.